CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Recognise, reconnect, reimagine. It's National Volunteer Week 2021.
We have so many amazing volunteers here on the coast, and it's time to shine a light on them and all the hard work that they do within our community, unpaid.
CEO of Volunteering Tasmania, Lisa Szymanski, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Happy National Volunteer Week.
Thank you, and the same to you. It's going to be a big week.
Now, we really want to shine a spotlight on the fact that this happens day in, day out within our community and really highlight the people behind these places that just tick by day after day. And I suppose it's something you want to do this week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tasmanians give over 70 million hours a year in volunteering, so it's something we absolutely need to celebrate and recognise.
That's 70 huge. Million hours. How can you? You can't even visualise that, can you?
No, it is by far the biggest sector in Tasmania, and it just goes so unnoticed. Mm. But in all of our everyday, we do see it. You know, we see it in all of the people in the sporting clubs, in the museums, looking after our tourism industry, looking after the people that need help most in our communities. And people just get out and do that work every day without a lot of recognition most times, and this week, this is the time that we get to shine a light on it and say a great big thank you and encourage anyone who's looking to go and volunteer to get out there and have a go as well.
Lisa, we are hearing that a number of volunteer organisations here on the Northwest Coast in particular are actually having to turn people away at this point in time because of COVID restrictions. Is that something that will ease in the near future?
Yeah, we have had, of course, COVID has had a huge impact on every aspect in Tasmania. And although we've been free of COVID here in Tassie for over a year now, I can't believe it, there are a lot of programs that are still recovering. There's a lot of restrictions that people are still respecting to make sure that everyone stays safe. But those programs are finding ways to open back up, and volunteers are being re-engaged as they can be.
Oh, that's
but
good
you're
to
right.
Know.
Yeah, it is. It's an ongoing journey, and it's something that we do need to keep recovering from.
So for people that may have just stumbled across some spare time that are looking to volunteer, where's a great portal for resources and information?
Well, you can always jump on our website, www.volunteeringtas.org.au, and we've got, in effect, a great big volunteer jobs notice board, and we can connect people up. But what I always say to people is that whatever your skills, whatever your interests, there's going to be a volunteering opportunity for you. So it's worthwhile having a bit of research yourself and just thinking about where you would like to go and approaching organisations that are doing that type of work. We're always here to help at Volunteering TAS, either on the phone or through that portal, though, as well.
Great.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I know that we could go on for hours about the ins and outs of volunteering, but that's about all we've got time for this morning. So, Lisa Szymanski, CEO of Volunteering Tasmania, cheers for your time this morning and happy National Volunteer Week.
Happy National Volunteer Week. Thanks, guys.